Welcome to Ill Communication, copywriting tips and sales strategies for small business. I'm your host, Kim Keel. I'm a copy coach, sales strategist, and direct response copywriter. It's my mission to help women leaders and change makers amplify their voices through copy. It's why I'm dishing out all the juicy tips, writing prompts, and sales formulas to help you generate more leads, book more calls, and get more high-value clients on repeat. Sounds pretty good. It's time to ditch the overwhelm you might be feeling and find confidence in your copywriting so you can get your message out there and attract more soulmate clients. Let's get started. Hey there, and welcome to episode 24 of the Ill Communication Podcast. I'm coming in hot today with a super juicy writing prompt. It's perfect for writing nurture emails, blog posts, social media content, and pre-launch content, which is the kind of content you share in the lead up to a promotion or a launch. The prompt is what drives me crazy. That's it. You write about what drives you crazy, what makes you mad, what burns you up about your industry or your competitors. Flag the problems you see in your sector. And after you dig into what's problematic, then you showcase your values, your take, or your approach on the issue, and you highlight how and why you're unique in your industry and the best choice for your reader. This content works great because it's a disruption post. It's a pattern interrupt. It will surprise your followers and make them pause and read. And the beauty of this kind of post is it so clearly showcases how you're positioned in your industry and among your competitors. Your readers will either love your take on it and they'll move closer to you, or they'll hate your take on it and potentially unsubscribe. And that's totally okay because you don't want the wrong people following you. You want your people following you. The "What Drives Me Crazy" prompt is a brilliant way to call in and deepen the connection between you and your right fit clients. And it's why I use this prompt a lot with my clients and in my own content. But there's a couple of things you should keep in mind when you're writing about what drives you crazy. First, start with a great hook, a subject line, or a first sentence. You really want to grab people's attention right away. Here are a couple of ideas to get you started. You could use these for your subject line, that first sentence of your LinkedIn post, or even the pre-header text, the preview text, or a headline for your blog. So here's a couple of examples. The trouble with X. It could be the trouble with coaching. Or if you wanted to name somebody famous, you could say the trouble with Tony Robbins, if you really wanted to flag somebody like that. Another couple of examples, five problems with the blank industry and how to fix them. This drives me nuts. Or, I was so angry when I saw this, ... These are all great hooks and your reader is going to totally stop the scroll to read what you're upset about. But you should use your judgment around naming competitors or calling anyone out publicly. Sometimes I've named names and other times I don't. The point is to highlight how you're different and why you're the best choice. Your right fit feelers should feel good that they choose to follow you and work with you, and it'll weed out anyone who isn't aligned for you. I'll drop a link in the show notes to an example of an email I sent recently based on this prompt. You can see how I hook the reader with the first sentence and call out what's driving me crazy in the sales and marketing world, and then I share my position and take on it. Well, my friend, that's today's writing prompt, what drives me crazy. The next time something sets you off, ticks you off, or makes you angry, jot it down in your notebook or put it into your notes app so you can turn it into an email, a blog post, or a social post. I promise you'll get a lot of engagement from it, and you'll see who your aligned prospects and clients are. Well, that's it for me today. Thanks so much for tuning in, following, and sharing the podcast. Knowing that you're here definitely does not drive me crazy. I'll see you next week. And that's a wrap on today's episode of Ill Communication. Hey, if you're picking up what I'm putting down, I would love if you would leave a rating and a review to let me know. And don't forget to follow the show so you never miss out on the tips, prompts, and strategies I share in every episode. They're designed to make you an ill communicator too. As always, you can check out all the links and resources from this episode on the webpage. Just head over to kimkeel.com/podcast. I'll chat with you again next week.